What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation. Before we get it started, Gary, Heidi, and Frank will join us in a bit, but I gotta check in with my peeps who showed up early for the soiree. What's up, everybody?
What's up, Craig?
So later, Rosario Dawson moves in with her man. Now, can a name change be next? And has Megan Fox already introduced her kids to Machine Gun Kelly?
And what seems to be the hardest word for Elton John? Here's a hint. It's not sorry. First, Sherry, what you got?
All right. Last night was the Billboard Music Awards. And since Billboard is all about charts, we're going to give you the top seven things that you need to know from the show.
That's right, Sherry. Coming up at number seven, now Sia's performance of Courage to Change was a real gift. Now, I mean this literally, y'all, because she had a big-ass birthday bow giving all the realness on top of her head. Or maybe that was Gary, because he is late. Gary, is that you under there acting like Sia?
And coming in at number six is my future ex-wife, Lizzo. She was serving up a message about voting in black and white all over her dress.
Yes.
And she rocked the word vote printed all over the place. And, yo, I vote yes for my girl, Lizzo. You looked amazing,
yes.
Mommy.
You checking the box, Chewy. Awesome. You checking the box.
But you headed to the divorce court, Chewy.
That's right. Chewy gonna mail that in, honey.
Coming in at number five in this list, but number one in our hearts, in an emotional moment, John Legend took the stage to perform Never Break, which he dedicated to his wife, Chrissy Teigen, after their recent loss. Beautiful.
What a great message.
It is.
It was really a moment.
Well, y'all, Lil Nas X took number four with four awards, and he was giving us Prince vibes with that suit and that hair, honey. Now, Sherry, did he borrow one of your wigs?
Yeah, I thought so. I was like, that looked like my hair. But you know what? You go do it, Lil Nas. Go do it.
You know, the aunties call it when you don't got a whole wig, but you got something on your head. They call that a piece, honey. They got a little piece sitting at the top,
a little piece.
You right, Portia.
All right, y'all, coming in at number three, Cher presented Garth Brooks with the Billboard Icon Award. Now, Sherry, if Cher would have performed, what song do you think the queen would have given us?
Let me see. If I could turn back time, there'd be no COVID-19.
Yes!
Yes, Sherry. Well, y'all coming in at number two. En Vogue closed out the show performing their iconic hit, Free Your Mind, which is just as relevant now as it was when it was released.
Yeah, and they looked and sounded amazing last night.
Yes, they did.
All right, y'all, we're coming in at number one. It was Post Malone. Now, this dude was nominated for 16 awards.
Wow.
And he won nine.
16 awards?
Wow. And he even accepted it while holding a red Solo cup. Because, you know, that's his thing, man. And he ignored social distancing just to hug Taraji P. Henson. And I can't even blame him.
Right?
She looked like a fun-size snack.
That's Cookie. Come on now. Who don't want Cookie?
Man. Everybody wants a piece of that cookie. I'm just saying.
And she all greased up like she the damn award.
Portia, she was so greased up. She had her legs greased. Arm, she was good.
I see.
Shining, 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 shining.
Oh, she was shining.
It's like she slid into that dress. They oiled her up first.
That was the real coconut oil from Jamaica, baby. All right, y'all. Well, the plot landed on Vice President Mike Pence's head during last week's debate with Kamala Harris is the story that will not go away because it made such a buzz. Well, y'all, Rachel Maddow interviewed Kamala and tried to get her to talk about it, and she wouldn't say much at all.
She
check it out.
Budge.
I would kick myself if I didn't just ask you before I let you go. If you noticed the fly on Vice President Pence's head at the time during the debate, or if that was something that only we could see it at home. Could you see it sitting next to him?
I just, you know, I think that it's important that we kind of find a way, all of us, to move on and, you know, kind of fly away from this subject onto something else.
She would not budge at all. She is a
Kamala
professional.
Is good.
I'm not that professional,
so
y'all.
Good.
I could never run for public office.
I love Kamala so much that I love people that even play Kamala Harris. Like, whether I'm watching her or Maya Rudolph, I love it all the same.
Yeah.
You know what I love about Kamala Harris? She is so playful, but you know that woman can be ruthless when she wants to get the job done. So I like that she, you know, she makes herself accessible and relatable to people and laughing.
Now, do you think she did a good job dealing with the fly question or what?
She did amazing. Let me tell you something. She's giving me that part of Obama that I miss.
All right, so also, y'all, the Masked Singer was last night. And spoiler alert, the baby alien was revealed. And it was former NFL player Mark Sanchez. Wow. Now, we'll be chatting it up with him next week, so make sure you tune in, because you don't want to miss that.
Head crack. I literally thought you was going to be like, the Masked Singer was revealed, and it was Sia. I knew you was going to say that.
Right.
It seems like that show was developed for her. Sia has to do it at some point or another. Well, somebody scream, please, wake up, Mr. West, because yesterday, rapper and presidential hopeful Kanye West put the cart before the horse. So, Ye posted a video of him celebrating a Kentucky poll count that showed him winning the race to the White House ahead of President Trump and Vice President Joe Biden.
Okay.
The level of excitement is priceless. Take a look at this, man.
Get the West Wing ready.
Huh? The West Wing ready. Hey, get the West Wing. 19%, 40,000 votes, Kentucky.
Get the West Wing ready. Let's go. Let's go.
Now, hold up, Mr. West. I'm going to let you finish, but we're sorry to say the whole poll was a lie. See, what they did was the state of Kentucky was running a test on a polling system which showed Kanye leading, and Kentucky doesn't count early votes until Election Day. Wow. And it's kind of like when you give your cousin the controller and it's not plugged in and he's not playing the game at all.
Now, Brad, did you hear his friends? They were geeked up and super excited, too. Did you hear when they said, get the West Wing ready, honey? Get the West Wing ready.
Yeah. Yes, and then they tried to be cute about it, saying the West Wing, like Kanye West, but no, honey, joke's on you, not funny.
This is so embarrassing on so many levels. Has anybody here in the family ever thought that you won something, or you just got good news just to find out that it's not you, it's for somebody else?
Yo, this recently happened to me, y'all. So there's this amazing, like, A-plus event going on in Atlanta, and I was texted to ask to host it. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, freaking now. How about an hour later, the person texted me back and said, oh, I'm sorry. I typed host. I meant attend. I was like, oh.
Ooh.
Damn.
Article, this big article in the Times or something came out of all of people they thought should be nominated for an Emmy, and my name came up. Mm-hmm. I thought it said I was nominated for an Emmy. I called everybody. Man. I sent flowers to my agent. I did.
No, you didn't.
All right, coming up, we're going to tell you all about Cory Booker's new sexy, talented roommate. Come back after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Hey, Chewy, look who we have here. It is the very, very sexy, and some people say marginally talented, but I say full figure talented, Heidi and Frank.
What's up, babies?
Happy to spread some love and tell you guys that Cory Booker, he has moved in with his longtime girlfriend, Rosario Dawson.
What?
Hey. Still together?
Together?
Okay. Yeah.
He told reporters that even though he's 51, this is the first time in his life that he's ever really lived with somebody, and he's actually enjoying it.
Okay. Oh.
Sherry, what do you think? Sherry, do you think bachelors like Cory who say that they enjoy living with somebody are ready to settle down?
You know what? That's a hard one, Frank, because at 50, you're like set in your ways. So now you're moving in with somebody. You got to take on their baggage. Mm-hmm. I'm like, for me, I'm like, Rosario, girl, you might want to have thought about this for a little bit, because he's like, what if he's just like, he don't want to, you know, at 51, it's hard to change. But would you be a little leery, though, Frank, of a man who's 51, let's say he is being truthful. If he's never lived with a woman before, would that make you kind of go like, hey, if you were giving advice to Rosario?
Well, I think, you know, as a politician, I want someone I can relate to. And if he's never lived with a woman before, I mean, what has he really been through?
Right.
To be able to handle the issues of, you know.
He hasn't even been to war.
Yeah, come on.
The tampon war.
You haven't had to negotiate living?
Like leaving your shoes in the living room. Like leaving the dishes undone. Like that's war. Yeah. That's a war. Those are battles.
Now, Megan Fox is taking a pretty big step in her relationship with Machine Gun Kelly. According to reports, Megan has introduced him to her three children that she shares with estranged husband Brian Austin Green. Now, Machine Gun Kelly has an 11-year-old daughter from a previous relationship. Now, we don't know if he has also introduced the daughter to Megan or Megan and her kids or not. So I don't have kids, but I would imagine this is clearly not a fling. If you're going, listen, I think I want you to meet my kids. It sounds sort of serious.
Well, so, if it was, it's not anymore.
Now, Sherry, they did meet on a film set in March and then started dating in the summer. So that's not that much time. That's soon to meet kids?
Maybe she's just like, I'm bringing the kids around first. Mm. And if they don't like you, it's easier to walk away.
If I'm Brian Austin Green, I'm like, these are my children. I don't know him, where Machine Gun Kelly has been. I don't know that I want some stranger, to me, stranger around my kids. What do you think about that, Chewy?
I don't know. You know, celebrities are weird like that. They navigate differently than normal folks. So I think Brian is probably cool with it. I imagine that he's met Machine Gun Kelly before. He knows they met each other and they've gotten to know each other, and I think the kids have probably met them already and they love each other. It's like, you know, those mixed families in Hollywood are nothing new.
I don't introduce them to nobody. I go, you know what, my son about to get up and go to school, so you got to leave before he get up.
Right, exactly.
Get your
you
stuff.
You can't be seen sneaking through the kitchen.
Go out the back door.
All right, now the Atlanta crew has a deal for you. Check it out.
All right, y'all, it's time for a deal you can't refuse, guys. You can finally take a sigh of relief now that I found a tea that is equal parts delicious and functional. It's called Help Organic Functional Tea. It's a natural remedy that is used to help soothe your body, and it includes 128 total tea bags in the two flavors of your choice.
Ooh, Brandon, I need something, baby, to help me relax. Tell me more about it.
Well, Gary, you have a choice of 2 out of 5 different custom tea blends, specially cultivated to build and restore sleep, digestive, stress management, nasal, and other key health concerns. And it's all USDA certified organic.
Oh, Brett, this sounds so good. Tell me some more. How much is it?
Well, usually this 128 pack of organic functional tea has been seen for the price of $48. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $15. Just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, find out why Elton John might be a better singer than public speaker. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, everybody. Yay! Well, Sir Elton John is back in the studio, but he's not in the studio recording a new song. He is in the studio recording a new extra chapter to his audiobook, Me. Oh. It's his memoir. It's a great book. I read it. Definitely should check it out. Now, the Icon released a hilarious video of himself recording the new chapter. Now, he released it on social media. Let's just say that it was full of preposterous.
Hey. In the dressing room, I sat in my underpants. They were soaking too and started laughing.
So, okay. Hysterical. I mean, absolutely hysterical.
Really funny.
I have the blurb right here that Elton was trying to say. I thought it might be fun to have all of us try to say what he was trying to say. Chewy, you want to start it?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
In the dressing room, I sat in my underpants. There was soaking, too. It wasn't just sheer preposterousness.
Oh, he did. Job, nicely
Chewy.
Done, Chewy.
Nice job.
And a British accent.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
In the dressing room, I sat in my underpants. They were soaking, too. It wasn't just sheer preposteranus.
Did you say preposteranus?
Hey! He didn't get it. He didn't get it.
That's what he really meant. It's kind of nice seeing, though, an icon like Elton John be like,
mess up
and be frustrated with himself. It's weird. He reminds me of the kid in Jerry Maguire all grown up.
The human head weighs 8 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Can we get Elton John to say a human head weighs 8 pounds?
Well, that's preposterous.
That would be preposterous.
Well, let me show you something that is just sheer preposterousness. Kevin Hart's wife Aniko gave birth to their new baby girl, Kaori Mai, 2 weeks ago, and her snapback is incredible.
Yeah,
Aniko, she looks amazing. Aniko posted photos showing off her 20-pound weight loss and flaunting a flat belly in a spandex workout set. She also did a cute little boomerang with the caption, "I gained 37 pounds this time with baby girl, and I'm down 19 pounds, and I'm feeling damn good about it because I earned it." Yes.
Sherry, is Aniko making it harder for moms to drop this weight by just dropping it so quickly like this?
You know what? I think so, too, because I'm still carrying around 20 extra pounds from Jeffrey, and that boy is 15 years old.
Okay. Yes.
It does make it hard for regular women, but I think, you know, Aniko, I'm not going to take anything away from her because she was working out every day. She was swimming every day. So she did earn it, but I think that regular women, you cannot look at Aniko and go, "Oh, my God, I'm feeling inadequate." Bringing a life into the world costs you. So be kind to yourself. Be gentle with yourself. And if you carry the weight around for the next 15 years, it's okay.
Well, how long do you think it would take you guys on average to lose 20 pounds?
About 42 years.
I know. Okay. I was just going to say, how old am I? Yeah. How long have I been 20 pounds overweight?
So coming up, we're going to tell you how Allison Hannigan is going to slay her Halloween decor. Don't go nowhere. We got that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, y'all, well, Halloween coming up, people are getting ready to go all the way in. I definitely am. Well, there's one celebrity who might outdo everyone with the decor, and that's Allison Hannigan. Now, Allison told EW Live that she decorates with objects from the set of her old show, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, wow.
Allison says that, you know, they look authentic. She says her props from the set look really authentic, but they have to be really, really careful when they bring it out because they're over 20 years old.
Oh, damn.
How cool is that?
Cool. I love it.
I mean, like, the Buffy the Vampire stuff was cool, but some, like, I think the flute from American Pie would be scarier. Just chase people around the yard with that. Now, Sherry, do you have any props or decorations from any show you used to be on?
My stuff is boring. I took wigs from Beauty Shop, the movie Beauty Shop I was in, and I took the cop uniform from Everybody Loves Raymond so I could do a role play at some point in time with somebody.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Wouldn't you like to be naked? And I got my nightstick going pull over.
you got the cuffs too, or what?
With the nightstick going.
All right.
Okay, Chewy, so if you could decorate for Halloween with props from any movie or show, which one would you pick?
I would pick the inside of the Elm Street house from Nightmare on Elm Street. And I would pick Freddy Krueger's boiler room, maybe some stuff from Underworld with some lichens.
Nice, Chewy.
Nice. Yeah, you went in, Chewy.
I'm pretty much filming Punk'd at my house this year for Halloween.
Okay.
I got this animated scarecrow, and I'm putting the candy in front of the scarecrow. As soon as you walk up to it, it pops up and it like starts talking to you.
No.
Like,
no.
I need to see that.
Can you get it to scream coronavirus?
Coronavirus! Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.